I had my very own Spinal Tap moment today, courtesy of an e-commerce website. What had happened was that there's this cooking pot that Kirsten likes, a ceramic pot that you can stick on top of a hob, a big Spanish sort of thing. You could cook a whole meal in it, and it was broken. So I decided I was going to try and buy a replacement. I went to the website of John Lewis, who are in this part of the world the obvious people that you'd go to if you are trying to search out some kind of cookware or home furnishings or something like that. I had a real problem finding this item. I tried searching for things like ceramic, but that didn't work. I tried poking round in various categories. I didn't really know how you'd describe it or what it was called, so basically I was poking around and looking at various pictures, and there's an important point there. So when I eventually found the object that I wanted, something that looked just like it, I was by this point rather frustrated, so I just clicked buy straight away. All seemed fine. Nearly a week later, this unfeasibly small box turned up, and out of it came this rather small object, which was indeed exactly what we had seen, I'd seen in the picture, looked exactly the same, but it was tiny. It was about the size of a soup bowl, suitable for one person, not for cooking a whole meal. On retrospect, when I, went back to the site and had a look, sure enough, the description says that it's 15 centimetres across. Now, the thing that's relevant here is by the time I was looking for this thing, by the time I found it, I was by this point quite frustrated and was uncertain of what it was called. So by this time, I was purely scanning visually and looking at pictures. This thing looked exactly like what I was looking for. So I didn't even bother really reading the description. This was it, I'd found it. The other thing was, even if I had read the description, it referred to it as being 15 centimetres across. And I'm an old school person who thinks in feet and inches, so 15 centimetres wouldn't have rung any alarm bells. So we've got this thing, and I'm feeling rather frustrated. Now, in reality, they've got an excellent returns policy. They even pay the returns packaging, so I could send it back if I wanted to. So I'm not too fed up with the situation. It's just rather frustrating. But I think there's a lesson here for us as people who work on e-commerce websites. Obviously, the picture itself would have been even better if it had some indication of scale, or if the product page had had another picture on it which showed the item in context, I'd have instantly known what was going on. But one of the things to bear in mind here is that there's a whole load of things that come together to compound the problem. My frustration was a factor. The lack of the fact that I couldn't find it through category navigation, through browsing, or through search was another contributing factor. So that by the time I had found this item, I was relying purely on visual clues and wouldn't have read the description anyway. So I think there's a whole load of stuff that comes together there, which should give us a reminder of how frustrating and how difficult, and to some extent how stressful, the process of shopping can be. And therefore, this is why we need to take such great care to provide as many clues as possible and as many forms of information, which mean that no matter what method somebody is using for navigation or for finding out about a product, they'll get the information that's vital for making their buying decision.